Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglio along with Charlie Long. At 5:45, we'll have our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steve Geller will join us. A little after 5:20, Jeff Duncan covering New Orleans Saints, also covers all sports in the state of Louisiana, will join us to talk about Derek Carr, Tyler Shuck, the whole situation there, and also needs for this football team because it, despite the fact that draft is over with, there's still some holes on this football team that you have to look at. The same people that tell you we good at this stage were the same people that were complaining last year 4 or 5 weeks into the season, oh, what we spent the offseason on, we don't have enough depth. Okay, we talk about this all the time. Everybody looks great because you don't have a lot of injuries in April and May. It's when the season starts and you get 4 or 5 games into the season. Deuce and I brought this up so many times during the training camp period in preseason that, man, you just can't count on that, it not happening to you. It's a matter of not if, but when. And left guard, a veteran quarterback, still at wide receiver, a cornerback, still needs to be added to this football team. You know, you got a lot of people that says, well, tank for the season. Here's my deal about tanking for the season. Your job's not on the line when you say that. Kellen Moore's job's on the line when you say that. Because, oh yeah, come on. The tank part, if you're an athlete, you not purposely not playing hard. Because you know what? Everybody sees that. And unless you want to get out of this league real quickly, that's not happening in the NFL. That big eye in the sky don't lie, and they look at what goes on late in the season when you on a team that's struggling. Also, Charlie, the Saints today announced that their mini-camp practice sessions, June 10th and 11th, will be open to the public. The practices start at 11:50 a.m. each day, so that's June 10th and June 11th at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center in Metairie, and it'll be the first opportunity for Saints fans to see the black and gold today under Kellen Moore. Tickets for the 2025 Saints minicamp are always free of charge, but the capacity is limited. So Saints season ticket holders may reserve tickets via their account manager starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. And for the general public, they can reserve tickets for the practice sessions by going to www.NewOrleansSaints.com/minicamp in the official Saints mobile app or on your SeatGeek app. And that starts tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So if you're interested in going to the practice sessions, it'll start at 11:50 both days. You can do so. Season ticket holders, get in touch with your ticket account manager, I should say. And for the general public, you can go on NewOrleansSaints.com/minicamp. Charlie, all this talk about the lottery, but it's sort of being tsunami today because of comments made, people involved with Giannis, about he want out. And it ain't no might. I think he wants out and is just finding him the right spot to land. And it is rare that you see a star player still in the prime of his career that is sort of telling you without telling you, hey, I won y'all a championship, I want out, but I'm going to let my attorneys and agents do it.
So there's a couple things about Giannis, Mike, because we haven't really brought him up on the show yet. I think we may have talked about him with Friedel.
Last week.
When we brought it up, it's over in Milwaukee. As soon as Dame Lillard tore his Achilles, he's like 35 years old, it's over. I mean, you can't really convince Giannis that this Bucks team can run it back and try and make another run at it in the East. They're just not good enough. So he's 30 years old. He turns 31 in December. As you mentioned, he's still in the prime of his career. He is a top three player in basketball. The Bucks are in a weird position because they don't own their picks for the foreseeable future. And in fact, the Pelicans own a couple of those picks via the Drew Holiday trade from a few years back that netted them a championship. So let's preface it with that. Giannis and that core in Milwaukee won a championship together. He's, you know, fulfilled his obligation to that city. And if he asks out, no Milwaukee fan should have any kind of issues with it. And I know that for Milwaukee fans, they've been dealing with this for so many years. Where is Giannis going to end up? Where is Giannis going to get traded to? But this is the first year, Mike, where it feels legit. It feels like he's going to move on. And now the question becomes, which teams have a package that they can throw at Milwaukee that would make it enticing for them to not just, you know, build for the future, but also stay competitive now? Once again, they don't have their picks. They can't really tank, right? So a couple teams come to mind, especially one that got already bounced in the Western Conference playoff picture is Houston. That's the first and foremost team that makes the most sense. They have a ton of player assets and draft assets that they can throw at Milwaukee to, you know, make them more competitive immediately and also give them some stuff for the future. And for Houston, it would be a potential swing at the fences, right? You got the two seed this year. You got bounced in the first round. Let's go get a top three player in basketball. The other one that's really enticing, and we'll have to see what happens with the rest of the second round, Mike, is OKC. OKC and Sam Presti still have a gajillion picks for the next, you know, half decade to decade. And they have a couple young players like Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams. The trade for Giannis to get a top three player that's still in his prime is going to be a massive haul. The stuff that happened with Luka in that AD trade that was ridiculous, you're not going to see something like that for Giannis getting traded. Whatever team Milwaukee decides to deal him to, they're going to get a ton in return. So it just becomes which teams have the most assets, the teams that are also ready to take a swing at a guy like Giannis. And for me, the first two that come to mind are Houston and OKC. OKC, you know, if they win it this year, then that's a little bit different. But if they get bounced in the second round of the playoffs for the second straight year with this really talented core, I could see Sam Presti saying, okay, we need someone to take us over the top, and that piece being Giannis. Similarly with, you know, Houston in that situation too. So unfortunately, a few Western Conference teams. I've also heard Brian Windhorst from ESPN say San Antonio would be interested in trying to make a swing for Giannis. A lot of teams in the West, unfortunately, Mike, but, you know, that just seems to be life out here.
Yeah, you would figure. Charlie, also, we talked about the schedule release, and Wednesday night, myself along with you, Steve Geller, all part of the group, we will do a four-hour schedule release show, 4 to 8, here on the Big 870 WWE. What I should do is call Hebert up in Europe, because he interrupted my sleep the other night at 1:30, sending me some texts. So I think he's a little skewed on the time part of it, but we will give you that schedule release when it becomes official Wednesday night. But Fox has announced not only the game one, situation between the Eagles and the Cowboys, but on week 16, a doubleheader on Saturday, December 20th, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels, and then afterwards, the Green Bay Packers versus the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, it's random.
All four of those teams are going to be playing for something at that stage.
It's random, though, Mike. They release a Week 16 doubleheader on a Saturday. It's not even like the Christmas games. That was strange to me, but sure. They're both fun matchups. So I guess they're hyping it up a little bit early.
Oh, no question about it. And divisional rivals. So, man, that makes it even more important. We come back. We'll have on with us from the Times-Picayune advocate, Jeff Duncan, to talk Saints, Derek Carr, Tyler Shuck, everybody else, Kelvin Banks, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long running things behind the scenes. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 or in that area for our triple option feature sponsored by Bet365. On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, columnist certainly covers the Saints and everything else across Louisiana, Jeff Duncan. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Jeff, it's 40 years for me. This Derek Carr situation has to be at the tippy top, like Mount Everest, of strange developments that have happened over the last 4 or 5 months that leads you to the book is not closed. They still have a chapter yet to write on it, but he's not here, and so you move on with it. You've covered this team a long time. I can't think of anything even close to this.
Mike, I had someone in the league tell me in the last few days, use the word convoluted, and and said in their decades in the league, it's the most convoluted situation they've ever encountered. And I would agree. I don't think any of us know the true story, but I think it's pretty clear there's more than meets the eye just by the way it's been handled. I mean, there are a lot of injuries, a lot of retirements, a lot of things like that that we've seen in our careers, but just the way everyone seems to be walking on eggshells and not coming clean and speaking in statements rather than talking liberally about it tells you there's something more to the story.
Jeff, you and I know one thing. The guy that's normally co-hosts with me, ain't no way he's walking away from no $30 million. Man, you don't have a big enough caliber bullet in a gun to get him to walk away from that. So that, again, when that kind of money's involved, you always sort of say, that's a little bit more to the story. Jeff, I think this, even when he was selected, I was talking to Bobby and Deuce and Hoss about this. As soon as Tyler Shuck got picked, I said, he's the guy. He's going to open the season as your starting quarterback. This opens the door now wide open, barring an injury. Thoughts on that? Also, too, I don't like to have a room with just young guys. You got a second-year Spencer Rattler, a third-year Jake Haener, and, you know, you kind of know what you got as a backup there and now with Shuck. I think this team, and I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers here or Kirk Cousins, you have to go out and get your veteran quarterback because that veteran can help everybody kind of calm down. He sees certain things out on the field when he was playing, and he can give some expertise. Yeah, they have former NFL quarterbacks on the roster as coaches, but it's different as you're a player because of that room. So your thoughts on that, on going out and getting a veteran quarterback? I don't know who that would be, if it's a Teddy Bridgewater or Carson Wentz, whatever. Somebody that's not going to cost you a ton of money to do so, like, Bobby's a big advocate for Aaron Rodgers, which we all know if he plays, he'll end up in Pittsburgh. But your thoughts on Shuck, barring an injury, he's the guy, and I know what the team will say, it's open competition, but we all know it's Shuck's job to lose, and bringing in a veteran quarterback.
Well, Mike, I don't think you draft one as high in the early second round if you don't think he's going to be your guy. So I think he's got, certainly it's his job to lose. I don't think there's any doubt. And let's just go through Saints history here, right? I mean, recent history. In 2000, when Jim Haslett and Randy Mueller came in, Randy went and got Jeff Blake in free agency for Jim, and then they traded for Aaron Brooks. In 2006, when Sean Payton came in, Mickey Loomis and Sean went out and got Drew Brees. They got their guys for their starting quarterback. Same thing for Dennis Allen and Derek Carr. So I think clearly Tyler Shuck is the hand-picked draft pick by Kellen Moore. So I think he's definitely going to get every opportunity to start. But I will expect them at some point to consider bringing in a veteran, just for what you said, to have that presence in the locker room, to mentor the younger players. They just don't have any experience right now. They don't have a guy in the quarterback room right now that's won an NFL game. So that's daunting enough. But young quarterbacks have won in this league. I mean, Aaron Brooks really hadn't started when he was thrown into the fire with Jeff Blake and did very well here with Mike McCarthy as offensive coordinator. We saw Bo Nix last year with Sean. So it can happen. But I think you want to have that, contingency plan. The problem is, there's two problems, I think, with the veteran market right now. There's not a lot out there because it's so late in the game. Joe Flacco's, the Jameis Winston's of the world, they've all signed elsewhere. So you're really looking at guys that late in their careers or they're on the street for a reason. And then the other thing is, a player's going to want to have to come in here and understand that role. They're not the guy necessarily. They're going to be the backup. So that comes with limited financial compensation. And, really you have to find the right fit for both sides to make that work.
You know, Jeff, Mike made a great point on Saturday about rookie minicamp. Now that it's a wrap, but it was all more about the mental test than it was the physical test. You know what you have in these prospects. You're just trying them out at different spots, learn what you can about them, in the pre-OTAs and pre-minicamp process. I want to get your thoughts specifically. Like, a lot was made about Kelvin Banks being effectively used at right tackle, right guard, left tackle, basically every spot but center. And, your thoughts on that, because once again, it's rookie minicamp. You're not getting too much out of it. It's more of the quote-unquote orientation.
Well, I think they're definitely going to cross-train him at guard and tackle. And I think the goal should be just get your five best guys on the field. And when I've talked to offensive line coaches down through the years, I'm sure, Mike, you've done the same, they basically want to make the fewest changes possible. And I think the easiest change for them right now is just to slide Banks in at left guard instead of moving another player over. Now you've got two new positions. The easiest thing would be to play Banks at guard, and a lot of people projected Banks at guard. Matter of fact, Dane Brugler, who does the Beast for The Athletic, where I used to work, does a great job. He basically listed him at guard in his listings. I know some teams project him at guard, so I could see him finding a home there, or maybe he starts there early on. They see how Trevor Penning progresses at right tackle. They haven't tied themselves to him contractually, and if he doesn't work out, if he doesn't progress, then you can figure out what you're going to do at tackle, whether you move him to right tackle or you flop Taliese Fuaga over to right tackle and have Banks. They've got a lot of flexibility and options there. But I think the easiest move would be to start Banks off at guard for this year.
Jeff, I think one of the things that you don't ever want to fall into the same trap you fell into before. And in the preseason last year, and even in the training camp period, Deuce and I talked about, this for this roster, it was all about developing the younger players you had on the team. Could they take that step up? But also, you saw the holes on this team that they hadn't addressed, that if an injury happens, and it's not a if today, it's when, along the offensive line. at wide receiver, even at running back, because, you know, Taysom had had a history of getting nicked up. Kendra Miller goes down with the first day of training camp with an injury. That they, okay, it's not next man up. And so you got to understand, don't fall into the same trap again, because everybody's good. You're fairly healthy, okay, in May. It's what happens in September. And so, man, I got feedback after the first two games. Oh, you said they didn't have enough talent to win, and they got quality depth. Oh, I didn't get them texts anymore. After the fifth or sixth game, it was, oh, I blame Mickey Loomis. I blame Dennis Allen. You know, it was that sort of thing. I think on this roster today, there are spots. If it's that wide receiver, cornerback, I still think if you could get yourself a veteran offensive lineman, maybe even a pass rusher, if one's out there. Because there's always that time in June where somebody's going to cut loose a player because of salary. You don't want to fall into the same trap you fell into a year ago of not having the quality depth on your team and this stupidity of next man up. That's great for the locker room, but it ain't reality.
Yeah, Mike, and I think one good thing about this Derek Carr kind of the finality to that and getting closure on that is they now have a lot more cap room. So they, yep, they have more flexibility cap-wise to add to the roster where they really didn't last year. They were much more constricted. So I think that definitely is true. I think having 9 draft picks this year and using all 9 gives them a younger roster and a little more depth there. Now, it's unproven, but at least you've got more young talent. And I think the other thing is some of these guys, the last couple drafts that have not really taken steps forward, maybe with the new coaching staff, maybe the light bulb comes on, maybe a fresh start for players like a Jordan Howden. I can just think, go down the list of all these draft picks that really have it, Kendre Miller, guys that have just not produced, maybe with a new staff, they get something out of them. I think that's, if I were trying to preach to Saints fans that are looking for hope, in addition to Kellen Moore, I think sometimes you see that. I can think of John Stinchcomb being a healthy and active as a second-round draft pick under Jim Haslett, and a lot of fans thinking he was a complete bust. And Sean Payton comes in, and the guy ends up being a regular starter, made a Pro Bowl. Look at Zach Bond, labeled kind of a bust here, goes to Philly, gets under a new staff, new system, and kind of blossoms. I think that could happen with some of these guys that haven't had a chance under the previous regime.
Jeff, another one, Devery Henderson.
Yep.
Devery was a guy everybody, he can't play in the NFL. And all of a sudden with Sean, he kind of carved that niche out for himself. And so we have seen it also with, we saw it late in his spots here with the Saints. Caden Ellis was sort of a similar player that you saw it a little bit more with Caden, and then he sort of blossomed out with Atlanta. If there's a player or two on defense, a veteran, that you think may have that leap, who would you say that guy is?
Well, boy, I think I'll get an eye roll out of Saints fans here, but, I mean, Isaiah Foskey has been completely missing in action, and he may end up being a guy that can't convert. But in this new scheme at 3-4, I think he's got a better chance than he did before. He just did not fit, I think, as a 4-3 end. Maybe he's a guy that takes a leap forward. He certainly can't be any worse than he has so far. He's just been a non-entity so far. That's a guy that I certainly think they could get more out of, whether it's a situational pass rusher or not. But I'd like to see more from him going forward.
The guy on offense for me would be Nick Saldivari. Because when he got brought in, you traded up in round 4 to get him. He had played tackle the majority of his career, and they kicked him inside. And the first year, bang, he gets hurt right off the bat. Last year, bang, gets hurt right off the bat. I think the Saints would have basically given him the baton to be the left guard had he been able to stay healthy. He just hasn't been able to. So what you bring up with Foskey, I think the offensive version of him is actually Saldivari.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. And guys, some of these big men, Mike, you know this. I mean, some of them take a little while to mature. I tell people all the time, you have to give these bigger guys a little more. You have to have a little more patience with them. I can think of a guy we haven't brought up in the past, but Akeem Hicks, who got dealt for a box of popcorn to the Patriots and ended up being a Pro Bowler. I think he might have even been an All-Pro. I mean, they gave up on him too quickly. And Al Woods was a draft pick by the Saints that they didn't get anything out of, and he was playing up until like a year ago, Mike. I mean, some of these big men you kind of have to let develop. Trey Hendrickson developed late in his career with the Saints. They moved on from him, and I think they're probably still regretting that decision to this day.
I know with Coach Payton, and Bobby and I talked to him about this, he still regrets that Akeem Hicks situation. He said, we didn't have a good vision for him. We really didn't. And you could see it bothered him. This is long after Akeem had been traded to New England. And now with the Patriots, he ended up being a really good player. But, you know, normally with Belichick, he don't want to pay nobody. And that's why he goes to Chicago, and he really turns out to be a terrific player. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Man, we got a lot to talk about as the season rolls along. And appreciate your time. Great insights as usual.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'll see you all out at camp sometime soon.
Alrighty. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Duncan does a great job covering the Saints with the Times-Picayune Morning Advocate. When we come back, it'll be our Bet 365 triple option feature right after this break. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. Steve Geller joins us for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steve, you go first.
Well, fellas, a little bit of roster news for the Saints today. 7 of their 9 draft picks are now signed. Today, they inked safety Jonas Sanker to a deal out of Virginia. 6'1", 211 pounds, was in action, obviously, at the rookie minicamp. Also, some tryout players that were present got inked to deals, and that was Terrell Burgess, and also wide receiver Donovan Peoples-Jones getting contracts. And Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak is also confirming that they are planning to sign quarterback Hunter Deckers. Now, that doesn't necessarily solve the veteran QB conundrum right now.
No, he's an extra arm, and boy, he got an interesting story.
Yeah.
Because he got caught up in this betting thing, and there were things back and forth. He was at Iowa. Difficult situation for him, but man, Iowa, that's not an offense tailor-made for you to go into the NFL if you're a quarterback. Now, if you're a tight end, that's a different story. But he's an interesting prospect because you see that he has got some skill set there that he can sling it. Now, again, I still think somewhere along the line you're going to have to bring yourself and bring in a veteran quarterback. Charlie?
Guys, a lot's going on, but I'm going to shine a light on one of my alma maters. And Brother Martin, the Crusaders make it to the state championship in baseball for the first time since 1996, guys. I just want to congratulate Coach Lupo and the boys for making it all the way to the state championship series where they'll face Catholic. And Catholic's been a state powerhouse for multiple years now. They've won 2 of the last 3 state championships in high school baseball. So it's a scary matchup, but you know, they took down Holy Cross this past weekend, and it's good to see them make it back to state for basically the first time in about 30 years, guys. So I just want to congratulate my Crusaders.
Congratulations to Brother Martin. Charlie, don't get no money bet with Moscona on that.
No.
That
Catholic, no, I will not be doing
stuff.
That.
Man, Catholic, man, they have really, really been good. One of the texters asked a question about whose decision was it to bring in Derek Carr. And to be honest with you, the final decision for any Saints matters, it goes down to Mickey Loomis. He's the final bang at a gavel. But the guy that really pushed this forward was Dennis Allen.
Right.
Dennis had him, you know, with the Raiders. He was on that team when they drafted him. And he really pushed hard to get Derek Carr on this football team. And, you know, Mickey Loomis went along with it because, you know, him along with Kai Harley, they do the financial part with this for Derek Carr. So it's kind of a two-part answer here that at the end, it was Mickey Loomis who made that decision, the final gavel, but it was really pushed by the former head coach, Dennis Allen. Talking about giving the Saints a grade, I'm not I'm not a big believer in giving teams grades because I've never seen these rookies play a pro game. So I know I get asked all the time about it, and I turn down money from people who want me to do it. But I think it's unfair to look at it. I know what I think of them. I like with the combination with the free agency part and bringing in a guy like Davin Godshaw, a Justin Reed, that I think instantly can help your defense get better. On the offensive side, the football, Brandon Cooks is a piece of the puzzle that you've got now a guy, if he can stay healthy, who has been a starter in this league, and he can still run. Now, again, staying healthy is a different situation, but we all know this isn't a one-year fix for this team. They got too many holes, and what we brought up with Jeff, the unknown about developing players, the Nick Saldiveris, the Isaiah Foskeys of the world, a Jordan Howell, Kendra Miller, does all of a sudden it turn for them that they do become contributors on this football team? That's a huge key for this team because you spend a lot of draft capital. You talk about a second-round pick in Foskey, a third-round pick in Kendra Miller. You traded up in round four for Saldiveri. Jordan Howell was a draft choice also. That's difficult. I'd have to see him play to say about how they've done it. But I like them bringing in Justin Reed and Davin Godshaw to help a defense that's getting old in a number of places. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this Bet365 feature. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettey along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Charlie and Steve will give you the outcome of the NBA lottery as it's happening in the 6 o'clock hour, probably closer to the 6:30, 6:40 mark. And also, Steve, you also have a guest on Pelicans, right?
Yeah, we'll be talking to NBA writer Ali Cosell once the lottery balls come down and we find out where the Pels will be selecting and try to break down who he thinks could be available for them.
Also, more Saints talk right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.